Dante's Scholar considers the new video game based on the Inferno. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The Inferno, the first part of a 14th century epic poem that describes Dante's descent through nine circles of hell, is the raw material for the new Electronic Arts game, Dante's Inferno. In the video game version of the tale, Dante battles all manner of hellish demons to save the love of his life, Beatrice.
I gave myself to you because I know you will be faithful to our love.
Spill the blood of heathens! Beatrice, forgive me.
So will gamers see Dante's Inferno as just another fun, bloody affair, or will they be turned on to the real thing? Ariel Saber is associate professor of Italian literature at Bowdoin College. Saber says the game got some things right, including what she calls the infernal architecture.
They get the nine circles of hell right. They're in the right order. They include many of the characters that Dante actually meets in his journey, in the poem. And they put a lot of work into the details on that level. They also, on their website, I noticed they had a link to the poem and Longfellow's translation. They're also releasing a new edition of Longfellow's translation with an image of the EA game Dante on the cover, which is interesting. So it looks like they've made an effort to connect this title and this game to the actual poem. So surface, nice.
What did EA get wrong with this game?
One of the main issues is that Beatrice apparently has been murdered and is dragged to hell and is there at the center of hell with Lucifer, with Satan. And Dante is a former mercenary, which of course he is not in real life. He was a poet and a statesman. And he is big and tough and basically goes into hell to save Beatrice.
You'll never get the girl, Dante!
In the poem, it's the other way around. It's Beatrice who is his guiding light and his muse, who has in fact died in real life. She was apparently a real person that he fell in love with when he was 9 years old. And she serves as someone to start his journey of both introspection and looking at the universe that a Catholic medieval god created and figuring out how to live in it and live rightly. So she saves him. In this game, they reverse it. I understand for gaming purposes that might be an interesting move, but it's unfortunately completely reversed. And, of course, Dante's character is much more gentle and contemplative in many ways in real life than they make him.
Would you consider using this game in the classroom? Would you teach from it?
I would actually talk about this game in the classroom and perhaps show a few clips. I would want students to look at it after they had been through the majority of hell. If I teach the Divine Comedy course and if it's a semester long, we do all three canticles. But I would have them look at it and as a purpose to analyze what worked and what didn't work, what's faithful and what's not faithful. As a teaching device, yes, briefly.
Ariel Saber of Bowdoin College. She writes a blog called Dante Today, in which she tracks the influence of the writer on contemporary culture. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.